I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A little bit closer to the weekend we are. Yes, we are. We've had a great first 2 hours of the show. Talking about Tom Brady, who was more important to the dynasty, him or Bill Belichick? And then also whether or not the NCAA should expand the college football playoff. So things have been great. We get going at 10 p.m. Eastern time every single night, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm rolling with you for 4 hours. So that is 2 hours down, two more hours to go. You can find me online, on Twitter, on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. And over these airwaves, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These times are tough right now, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. I'm glad to be here with you folks. We know things are wild. We know things are tough. We know there's not so much to watch on TV. We know there's not so much to do. You know, people are getting cabin fever. Hopefully you don't go too stir crazy like John Bones Jones a couple weeks ago. Decided to go out, catch a DUI. That's the incorrect thing you should do if you're bored in the house. You know, get a PlayStation, get an Xbox. Kick some rocks outside in your backyard, go outside, just breathe the fresh air and go right back in. Social distance. I know things are tough. And with no sports, we had a big discussion yesterday about this and, you know, whether we should start back sports up and, you know, baseball is considering going to Arizona. And depending on who you listen to or read one day, the NBA might be, setting up shop in Las Vegas. Today it was the Bahamas. The only football league in the world that I know is pretty much looking to get back active is the Bundesliga in Germany. You know, so all over the world, everybody's pretty much dealing with the same thing. It permeates outside and beyond the world of sports. You know, it's every aspect and avenue that we can think of. I personally have friends who have been sick. I personally, unfortunately, know people who have passed away. You know, this is a real life thing. It's not watching I Am Legend on TV. It's not watching, Morgan Freeman and Outbreak. This isn't some apocalyptic tale that was written in a science fiction movie. This is real life, and it has real life consequences. You know, so first of all, salute and shout outs and many thanks to every single person out there who's doing the work, who is persevering, through tough times. Whether you are going out and working in the back of that factory or the back part of the store or the warehouse, or whether you are actually interacting with customers on a daily basis, I thank you. If you are in the healthcare field, if you are making sure or working to ensure that people are safe and feeling better, I salute you. If you're out on the roads making sure people are safe and that, the world can continue to operate. If you're a first responder, thank you. Much appreciation. And you know what? We are all going through this. And, you know, there are plenty of people, unfortunately, who this hits. And this is affecting people from top to bottom. It doesn't matter where you fall on an economic scale. Some people worse and some people tough than others. And so we've had a lot of athletes and players and owners just over the past month who have chipped in. You know, I think right out of the gate, you think about the NBA. I want to say Zion Williamson was one of the first folks out of New Orleans. He hasn't been in Louisiana for a year, and he's already saying, "Hey, I'm gonna put out, a good chunk of my salary." I want to say it was $500,000. Zion Williamson committed either half or 100 to taking care of the workers at, I believe, what is it, the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans, right across the street from the Superdome. Shout out to all my folks in New Orleans. I need to hit back on Chapatulas and have a good time out there. You have somebody like Drew Brees who's donating money to feed people in need. I mean, we can go on and on. Joel Embiid put down money. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I saw that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is donating, thousands upon thousands of goggles to workers in California and UCLA just to make sure that people who are doing the work can go out and do their work properly and safely. Safely being the best way possible. And along the way, unfortunately, we've had, a few missteps. And it never rubs people the right way. You know, not too long after, pretty much everyone was told to shelter in place. You know, you saw photos of an Alex Rodriguez and a Jennifer Lopez leaving their local gym. And of course, everywhere they go is the paparazzi, whether they ask for it or whether they just know where they're going to be. And the signs to the gym said, closed, coronavirus, social distancing. Well, why do A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez get to go to the gym? Is it because they're rich? Is it because they're wealthy? And then lo and behold, Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are now in a campaign for a video that they posted encouraging people to stay home. Speaking of Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers, their owner, primary owner, Joshua Harris, who happens to be have a net worth north of $3 billion. But, you know, what's it matter when you got $1 billion, $2, $3, or $4? A bill's a bill, I guess, unless you're an actual billionaire and you want more. You know, Josh Harris, it came out that he was actually looking for members of the Philadelphia 76ers organization to take pay cuts. And, you know, people weren't too happy about that. You know, one of their minority owners, Mr. Rubin, who is a partner in Fanatics, the jersey and clothing supplier for all the great athletic wear that we wear if you're a fan of your teams, even as a minority owner, he wasn't happy with that. And it's not a great optic when you happen to be a billionaire and then you want your players to take a pay cut. You know, in the world of sports, finances are so open. You can pretty much Google what a player is going to make in any year. I know that Matt Ryan on the Falcons is due, you know, for five years, $100 million. I know that Mike Trout and Bryce Harper are sitting in a $300 to $400 million contract. And their jobs and their careers are so public. And the reality is a lot of times agents are the ones who are putting the numbers out there. You know, whether it's to drive up the price or whether it's to procure that contract. You know, at the end of the day, that's part of what you're getting paid for. You're getting paid to be a public figure that is there for public consumption. You know, Jadeveon Clowney, is he looking for $18 million to wreck the quarterback for his new team? Or is he looking for 20? You know, so finances are public. So when you have someone like Josh Harris, who wants his players for the 76ers to take a pay cut, and then Joel Embiid has to show up and say, "Hey, I'm going to donate money." You know, Josh Harris at the end of the day looks pretty stupid. Not everybody can be like a Steve Ballmer from Microsoft and have a net worth of $25 billion, or I think more than that, and say, "I'm just going to donate $25 million to kind of help out." Instead of making people take pay cuts who are already kind of probably already hurting, and, you know, I'm going to lose revenue. But you know what? The rich generally get richer and the poor get poorer. Why are you going to tell your employees on the smaller, on the lower end of the scale that they should take a pay cut? You know, when them taking a pay cut may affect things like their child care or how much food they can actually put on the table or whether or not they can get clothes for themselves or their children to go to work, whether or not they can make that extra trip to the supermarket, whether they can put that extra gallon of gas or whether, you know, they can have three meals that day versus two. Those are some of the decisions that people on the lower end of the economic scale have to make. And I'm sorry, I don't think people have too much empathy or sympathy is a better word. You know, when a billionaire loses a couple million or several hundred million dollars in what their net worth is, they're not going hungry. That stomach is not rumbling. And I think that is the difference. But having said that, kudos to Steve Ballmer for donating and putting out $25 million to help folks. Kudos to Drew Brees for helping out folks. And we can say, oh, it's for a tax break, it's for PR. They're ultimately doing something that is going to have a positive effect on people that are being affected the most. So the Los Angeles Lakers, one of the top basketball teams on earth, okay? They have asked top executives to voluntarily defer 20% of their salary. Now, let's be clear here. A deferment doesn't mean you are not getting that money. You're just going to have to wait for it. Okay, so the Lakers plan to ask top-level executives to defer 20% of their pay as the team is trying to make up, obviously, for lost gate and revenue from the pause of basketball. You know, the deferment, once it begins, it would last until the first game of next season or the end of December, whichever comes sooner. And, you know, Adam Silver, as we all know, he says, I'm not even making a decision as to whether basketball is going to come back in any form until May. And so we still have time. We don't know how basketball is going to go ahead and pick up. And when it comes down to the Los Angeles Lakers, I don't have an issue with them asking top executives to defer money, especially if that money is going to keep people on payroll who are trying to figure out where that next meal is coming from. Or people who right now are being furloughed or on unemployment and they have to think about when they're going to get that check that's going to help them go ahead and get through tough times. So when it comes to athletics and you have a team like the Los Angeles Lakers, which is worth billions and one of the most valuable franchises on earth, you know, I applaud them because too often than not, you know, people at the top end of the scale like Joshua Harris of the 76ers, they look at things and say, oh, well, we're losing money. I'm losing money. Everybody has to feel a little bit of the hurt. And that's not right. That's not right. The employees are at the bottom end of the pay scale, they're the ones who are helping the actual game day experience to go on. And we can never take them for granted. You can't take for granted the security guards inside and outside of the building. You can't take for granted the ushers. You can't take for granted the people working the concession stands. You can't take for granted the people who are working the scoreboard. You know, I mean, they're students. They're people who are retired. There are plenty of people who are looking for that check. And so when it comes down to the Lakers, I commend you guys. Thank you for not saying, you know what, we're losing money. Everybody has to hurt. Thank you for looking out for all of your employees. You know, too many times we get caught up in business and work and we forget about the people element of it, which is why I was pretty much sickened when Josh Harris was just like, you know what? Nah, we need to make the lower end employees take some pay cuts. Nah, bro, you worth billions. You take the pay cut. It's not fair. So kudos and shout outs to everybody who's out there on the front lines. Shout outs to everyone who's doing their best to check in on their neighbors, their friends and their families. Everybody who's doing the right thing just to make sure that you're respecting not only yourself, but you're respecting the space and you're respecting the circumstances of others. Because it's not easy right now. You know, not everybody has someone to check in on them. Not everybody has someone to make sure that they're okay. Not everybody has someone to run to the supermarket for them. You know, this has nothing to do with sports, but Tyler Perry, the filmmaker, you know, he decided to pay for the full shopping bills in 44, I believe, Kroger's here in Atlanta. And I mean, things like that are amazing. So it's times like these who people of means and people who can help out should help out and shouldn't forget about the people who help them get into the position that they're in right now. You know, we can look at human resources as just a code word for these are the people who work here. But at the end of the day, not everybody can just be looked at as a number. You know, we got to realize that there are human beings on the other side of the balance sheets and of the budgets, and that these are real life folks. Never forget it. And a big shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers. If you know a player, if you know a team, if you know anybody out there that deserves recognition for what they're doing in this tough time, I want you to go ahead and give me a call right now. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Who deserves recognition for what they're doing in this tough time? Let me know. It's real simple. We got to show love to the people who deserve it. We always talk about what's not going on and who's not doing their job. Let's show some love to the people who are. Who's holding it down while we deal with this tough time? We got Drew Brees, Joel Embiid. Who's doing a great thing, the right thing? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you're on the East Coast, congratulations, you made it to Thursday. Everybody else, we gonna get there. We are gonna get there. Listen, first of all, this line that I'm about to tell you, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by Geico. You can own, you can rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. You can get a quote at geico.com. Why? Because it is easy. And we just spent the top of the hour here. I wanted to show the Los Angeles Lakers some love, asking their top executives to voluntarily defer 20% of their pay. Why? So people on the lower end of the pay scale who work for the Lakers can still have their job. Okay? People at the top who don't necessarily have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from or how they're going to pay their kids' child care. These are folks who are being discussed to go ahead and give some of their payback so other people don't have to lose their job. And I want to say thank you to the Los Angeles Lakers for considering that and basically proposing that to their employees. On the other hand, you have owners like Joshua Harris, who a few weeks ago was starting to think about all the money he's going to lose, and he was overall thinking about making everybody take a pay cut. And then he also caught a lot of heat from that, even from his own player and Joel Embiid, who said, you know what, I'm going to put down $500,000 of my own money to help take care of the staff. And then obviously Joshua Harris then had to fall in line. It wasn't a good look for him. So we always hear about the negative stories that athletes are involved in, the negative things that they do. So this is your show. It always is. I want to open up the phone lines right now, 855-212-4CBS. And I want to hear some of the stories that you have heard of athletes who are doing well in the community right now. Is there an athlete in your city who's going above and beyond, you know, what they're capable of doing, or just opening up their pocket or open up their wallet just to make other people's lives a little bit easier? I mentioned Zion Williamson covering salaries in New Orleans for that first month. I know Steph Curry out on the West Coast has been helping to donate food. And we have a lot of people who have money and means who are helping out in the community. So we're not going to waste any time. We're going to open up the line right now. We're going to go to Jonathan, who is calling in from Sactown. Jonathan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to say you have a great show. I listen to you guys on my, I deliver pizzas for my second job. My first job is actually I work for the Sacramento Kings in a concession stand. And I just really appreciated what you said about 10 minutes ago about these employees that work here. I mean, we really do our best to make sure all the customers and all the fans are happy at all these events that we put on.
No, it's true. And no doubt, Jonathan, I appreciate you calling up from Sactown. And feel free to call up anytime. And you can also, you can send a pizza to me, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that's facts. And thank you so much, Jonathan, for calling up. You know, we can't take people for granted. We can't. Everybody, you know, everybody's equal. I don't care how much money you have in your wallet. I don't care how much you have in your bank account. I don't care how much you have that dictates or defines what your net worth is. If you can go ahead and cash a piece of paper or click a digital button that says you're worth this much, people are people. And they deserve to be treated as such. You know, so if you have the means to help somebody else, have a little bit of humanity. Because 9 out of 10 times, I would say wealthy people, the majority, a good amount of wealthy people, And I'm not talking about professional athletes, most who don't come from the best of means. But I would say when you think about most folks who have cash and have money on hand, a lot of them wouldn't want to be in a position that a lot of people on the lower end of the economic scale deal with. And I'm talking about people who have to scrape together that last dollar and have to choose between, okay, can I go ahead and get detergent for my clothes, or can I go ahead and get a meal, for my son or my daughter? Those are the real life issues that a lot of people deal with every day. Can I make one trip on the bus, or can I make two? Those are the real life issues that people have to deal with. And, you know, it's just terrible to hear you have owners at the top end of the scale who aren't cognizant of what their own employees and workers have to deal with. Talk to them, relate to them a little bit more. Get out of your bubble. Come down to earth and chill with us regular people. Okay, call me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you for calling up from Sacramento. See, he was he works in concessions. He appreciates it because he knows it's not easy. He's delivering pizzas right now. Let's go to David in Buffalo. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What you got to say?
Hey, appreciate you having me on tonight, JR. Love the show, man. Just want to jump in and talk about a guy that I've heard has been doing a lot during this whole coronavirus thing is Brooks Koepka. Great player on the PGA Tour. Heard he's donated a lot of money, to some of the food banks and some of the charities down in South Florida. And this is a guy who, you know, obviously Tiger's the main name on the PGA Tour, but, you know, Koepka's really, you know, come up the last few years. He's, you know, battled his way on the tour, and I think he sees that, you know, what he's had to endure to get out there and be a good player. You know, he's seeing that these people are battling right now, and I think that real world perspective of him traveling overseas to play golf and fighting to play and, you know, be one of the best players in the world it goes hand in hand with seeing what the average person is dealing with right now, fighting for every meal, like you're just saying. So I like the perspective you're bringing tonight, man.
Thank you so much, David. You be well and be safe up in Buffalo.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Shout out to David in Buffalo. Yeah, and it's a lot. And it's not just about the dollar. It's about basic human resources and needs and things that, you know, you could take for granted. Like food. You have no idea how important food is. And it's not just for some, you know, a family who has to feed 20 kids because they live in a boot or a shoe on the wrong side of town. You know, you have people who are single who have to think about their meal or where they're going to get food from and their food choices and their health and getting exercise. There's so many daily things that we all take for granted. People who have to work multiple jobs just to go ahead and make ends meet. People who don't necessarily have family members, and not because of their own circumstance, just because sometimes, you know, life does happen and not everybody gets dealt the same deck of cards. So please keep that in mind as you just interact with people everywhere. Let's go ahead and go to Seattle and talk to Daryl. Daryl, what's on your mind? You're on the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening? Thanks for having me.
No doubt, Daryl. I hope your connection is good, Daryl. Keep going. Let's see.
No, it sucked, man. I'm just pulling it through
the top. Oh, man.
But, man, I wanted to give it. Can you hear me?
Nah, you call back, Daryl. I don't. Oh, I'm sad too, Daryl. Sad too. We got to get Daryl a new phone connection. Let's all get the fun together and keep them rolling. Let's go to Joey and Nola. I love Louisiana. Joey, go on ahead.
Hey, man, how's it going this evening with you?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind? Tell me something good. Give me some good news.
Okay, well, how about the young undrafted Mr. Dante Harris? The wide receiver, punt returner that made the Pro Bowl for the Saints this year.
Okay, I mean, tell me something good.
He's given it up. He's donated $100,000 to buy food for two places. His hometown of Baltimore, and his new hometown now of New Orleans. You know, for the less fortunate, and Zach Streif. He's now the voice of Saints, calls the games on Sundays. Mm-hmm. He's retired, 10-year veteran, offensive lineman. He still had like 15 of his previous offensive linemen that he played with while in the NFL. He picks up the phone and calls them because New Orleans area is such it's a large service industry.
Yes,
you know,
very much so. Hotel, people, casino, food, restaurant, yes.
And by the time Zach got off the phone with just the 15 that he still had numbers for, the guys had pledged a total of $50,000 to go towards the account that's been started in the New Orleans area for those service industry, personnel.
Beautiful. And well, thank you, Joey. I'm up against the break, Joey, so I gotta let you go. Those are the type of stories. See, I didn't know that about Dante. We hear about what Drew Brees does. We hear about what Zion Williamson have done. But we don't hear about what people, and Dante Harris is not on no 2-year, $50 million contract the way Drew Brees is. So you don't have to have millions of dollars in the bank to go ahead and help. You know what? Sometimes picking up the phone and checking in on somebody can go a long way. Every donation and every act of service does not have to include a dollar. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ron from Miami. I see you on the line, Ron. I'm up against the break. Come on, people, keep on calling. Let's get some good sports news here. 855-212-4CBS. Which athletes are doing it up? Who's doing it big? Who's actually giving back to their community through this tough time? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I've been taking your calls and chatting with you about some of the positive stories in the sports world. Even with everything that's going on, we've had some great acts of service committed by teams and also members of teams and just athletes in general. Athletes can get a bad rap sometimes. They face a lot of scrutiny. But I do want to show a lot of love to the Los Angeles Lakers. They're asking top executives to voluntarily defer 20% of their pay. Why? To keep people on the lower end of the income scale on the balance sheet, to basically let them keep their jobs. You give away a little so somebody else can go ahead and have their job. So I appreciate that. In addition to all the work a lot of the athletes around the country have been doing, your Steph Currys, Blake Griffins, Giannis Antetokounmpos, the list goes on and on and on. I wanted to know what stories that you all have heard. Who is someone who's being committed to the community? Whether it's starting a food bank to ensure people have food like Steph Curry, or whether it's trying to keep arena workers on staff like Joel Embiid or Giannis Antetokounmpo. You can call me up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of owners, in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about an owner who isn't in the best of spirits or times right now. We'll talk about that in a second. But let's keep going on the phones. We got Ron calling up from Miami. Ron, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. Matter of fact, good morning, JR. I'm enjoying your show. I love the subject that you brought up and the just perspective. Fact of the matter is, things happen for a reason. And what I'm saying is the coronavirus thing here, it's getting everybody's attention. And whoever's a human being has a soul, and their soul is being brought forth by giving, making sure that they have to make peace with the man above. And, if you want to do what's right, you got to do what's right by doing what you have to do, and that's giving and helping the unfortunate. And these rich folks and the people are the ones that have the money will have to eventually acknowledge what's going on and that they have to help and give out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron, for calling up from Miami. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. And I don't think it's an obligation of anybody. These folks, they work for their money just like anybody else. I think it's just a matter of of being conscious of, you know, how other people live and what's going on in other people's lives. And it doesn't have to be about cash. It doesn't have to be about giving. But it is, like Ron said, it is about knowing what you can give. You know, how difficult is it to pick up the phone, to shoot a message, just to check in on somebody, you know, to go ahead and give some food, to think about somebody else. You know, it's there's a lot that we can all do. And sometimes we overthink about what we don't have and don't do anything. And I think that's shortchanging the process. You know, we can all do a little bit of something to help somebody else, to make life a little bit easier. Because we know at times things aren't easy for everybody. And that's facts. There's no doubt about that. Now, shifting gears a little bit. And I think we actually, we have Randy from Ohio did make it on. Randy from Ohio, go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
I'm terrific. What you got? Tell me something good.
We got a couple of guys, actually a husband and a wife, that are actually going and delivering stuff to elderly people that can't get out of their homes right now. It's an awesome thing, and you know they're actually taking donations and stuff for it. It's pretty cool.
Nah, that's pretty cool, Randy. Shout outs to them, and you be safe out there in Ohio.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Shout outs to Randy, and you know you can always contact me online, not just on the phone lines. You can always contact me on Twitter and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. Okay, that's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, I wanted to tell you about another owner. This doesn't have anything to do with Mr. Joshua Harris and, you know, his lack of I would say, common sense in asking Sixer fans to go ahead and take a pay cut. I'm going to talk to you real quick about Glenn Taylor. He is the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, Glenn Taylor got his money through the printing business, okay? And we know Kevin Garnett's standing as a Minnesota Timberwolf, drafted 1995 out of high school, number 21. This guy was 6'11", built like a string bean, but seemed like he had a battery strapped to his back. And then we know I want to say he languished. He did have a couple of good teams with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He went from Stephon Marbury, and then the two of them couldn't get along as to whose team it was, and Marbury wanted to go, so Marbury leaves and goes out to New Jersey, and then the Timberwolves are able to rebuild the team. You know, Kevin Garnett gets a run to the Western Conference Finals, but can't get over the hump, goes and gets traded to the Boston Celtics, and wins a title along with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce. And then Rajon Rondo was in there too, depending on, you know, how you feel about Rondo. Now, having said that, the majority of Kevin Garnett's career was spent in Minnesota, where he became an icon. His Hall of Fame case was built in Minnesota. It was built along with Flip Saunders. And unfortunately, Flip Saunders passed away due to cancer several years ago. And you know, when you are an icon like Kevin Garnett, you would generally have some type of standing with the organization. Whether it's, you know, an honorary member or someone who's a liaison to the community, whether you're a general manager, you know, whether you're an executive or community outreach or on the coaching staff, you know, teams, good teams, like to keep solid players around. It's not ironic by any stretch of the imagination. It's not a surprise. You know, when you turn on a Spurs game right now, and you see Tim Duncan, who's also going into the Hall of Fame this year, like Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan is on the bench. He's right there with Greg Popovich, the same dude who he helped win 5 championships. And I never looked at someone like Tim Duncan as someone who's going to coach. But lo and behold, there he is as an assistant right there with Greg Popovich. But Kevin Garnett is not even giving a thought to going back of basically getting involved with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and it has to deal with the owner, Glenn Taylor. He said that when Flip Saunders died, that Glenn Taylor basically reneged on a deal for Kevin Garnett to become a member of the organization to eventually buy into the ownership group. And he says, especially Kevin Garnett's going to have his number 5 jersey retired by the Celtics this upcoming season. He says he wants nothing to do. Zero, zip, zilch. Kevin Garnett wants nothing to do with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He doesn't want to deal with a snake like Glenn Taylor. And, I mean, those are pretty solid words, and I think they're delivered in only such a way that Kevin Garnett can deliver them. He said because he reneged on his agreement to take up an ownership stake in the Minnesota Timberwolves, he says, for that, I won't forgive Glenn. I thought he was a straight-up person, straight-up businessman, and when Flip died, everything went with him. And Kevin Garnett says he still appreciates those 12 years, you know, that he was playing with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and, you know, he even came back for a couple of seasons before he retired. You know, he spent some time with Brooklyn as well, but I'm not mad at Kevin Garnett. Now, at the same time, before these NBA players started moving towards making $40 million a year, Kevin Garnett made approximately $250 million playing basketball. $250 million playing basketball. So I can get it if Kevin Garnett is upset. And one of the things about Kevin Garnett is he was always intense as a player. He was you knew how he felt. And I can't imagine that this is a good look for the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is a team that has pretty much been mediocre since Kevin Garnett just walked out the door. I mean, you had Jimmy Butler out there playing with Karl Anthony Towns, you know, with Wiggins, and he couldn't get anything out of them. Is Karl Anthony Towns someone who's eventually going to, you know, push the Minnesota Timberwolves back into a title contention? It doesn't look like it. It looks like he's empty calories that, you know, he can put up stats and he can put up numbers, but you're not going to get too much out of him. Kevin Garnett was the heart and soul for the Minnesota Timberwolves for years. One of the most popular players in the NBA for years. And he deserves some type of respect. So it's definitely not a good look for Glenn Taylor to be called a snake. You know, when you're, I guess, a almost 80-year-old billionaire and you have a younger man, a player, basically deriding and killing you in the media and in the press, you know, that got to hurt a little bit. It's like the anti Tom Brady and Robert Kraft. Tom Brady can go out the door and he can go and head on down to Tampa Bay and he can show all of the love in the world to Robert Kraft. He can cry with Robert Kraft. Meanwhile, up in Minnesota, you have someone like Kevin Garnett, who's basically calling his former owner, he's calling him a snake. And I don't know if that's something that even Adam Silver would be in an improvement of, to know that, you know, he's not a fan. And, you know, we have a lot of NBA owners who people aren't a fan of. You know, James Dolan of the New York Knicks, I think he gets called worse by the fans in New York City. He gets called so many names. They chant to him in the arena to go ahead and sell the team. You know, you have Haslam with the Browns. And, you know, for some point in time, I believe he actually owned stake in the rival Steelers. And people are like, wait a minute, this is the guy, this is our guy, and he owns part of the rival. It's kind of backwards. You have Al Davis, who at times with the Raiders was combative with his own players. I mean, we've had some crazy owners come through in sports that just don't make any type of sense. And that's a conversation we're going to have as well. We're going to eventually have to talk about, you know, and, you know, let's not waste any time. Let's do it right now. Who is the worst owner in professional sports? Let's get those calls in right now. Who is the worst owner in professional sports and why? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who's the worst owner? I mean, Kevin Garnett said, hey, my old owner is a snake. But before we do that, let's go to Thomas and Nola. Thomas, go on ahead.
Hey, man, what's happening? Bill, I know you were talking about great players that did something great for the city. I want to see this young man, Sion. He actually, when this coronavirus started, he actually paid for all the employees at the Smoothie King Center so while they weren't working for that time. And, I mean, that's a young man who's only 19 years old that actually stepped up like an adult before all the other athletes started doing that.
That's correct. Shout-outs to Thomas in New Orleans. That's correct. He did. Zion Williamson went big time out there. And, you know, he's 19 years old, and he hasn't even spent a full year in Louisiana. That's one of my favorite cities. It's one of my favorite cities on earth. And Zion deserves it big time. And shout-outs to the Bensons in New Orleans as well for all of the work that they do for the community. So when we come back, we're going to continue that conversation. Kevin Garnett thinks Glenn Taylor of the Minnesota Timberwolves is a snake. We have a lot of owners across the league, the NFL, the NBA, who just do a terrible job and don't serve the team, don't serve the fans in any type of right. So when we come back, I want to take your calls. Who's the worst owner in professional sports? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.